Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 884, is Ravi, which is a common name in India up to the present day. One prominent Indian guru is known as Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. Before him, there was a recently, when it was known to Srila Prabhupada, a sitarist by the same name, Ravi Shankar. So it's quite a common name. Parashara Bhatta derives the meaning of this name here in Sri Vishnu Sahasranama from the root ru, which means to sound. And Parashara Bhatta extrapolates this to mean that he who is praised. Now you'll remember that Parashara Bhatta is describing this series of names in terms of the Acharadi Marga, the path. Marga means path, beginning with Archi, beginning, there are several stages by which the yogi goes out of this material world. So here, Parashara Bhatta combining the meaning of he who is praised with its present position in the names describing the Acharadi Marga, says that this name Ravi in this context means he who is praised as the Uttarayana. Uttarayana is a well-known understanding in Vedic culture and very much connected with the astrology, astronomy, the time, the 6 months of the year when the sun is in the northern course as contrasted with the southern course. So he who is praised as the Uttarayana, and in the Acharadi Marga, the yogi, as described also in Bhagavad Gita, has to pass away. There are so many conditions regarding time, and one of the conditions is that he has to pass away in the Uttarayana. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives a similar meaning to this name, although he derives it from a different root. He says that Vishnu is known as Ravi here in the context of Vishnu Sahasranam because it is by his grace, Vishnu's grace, that the sun is able to traverse the Uttarayana Marga. So Uttarayana, Ayana, Marga, they're very similar terms. Ayana gives the sense of movement. Marga means a path. Shankaracharya describes this name to mean the sun, which is the common meaning of Ravi, is the sun. It's one of the names of the sun. In Bhagavad Gita, we have Jyoti Sham Ravir Angshuman. Of luminous bodies, Krishna says, I am the radiant sun. Shankaracharya explains that what makes the sun? What is the power behind the sun, the driving force behind the sun? Is Vishnu, particularly, he says, Shankaracharya says, Rasan Adata Iti Ravihi. The sun is called Ravi because he absorbs rasa, or fluids, from all objects. One of the properties of the sun is that he evaporates so far away that by his power, liquids are evaporated. even if you put, say, for instance, an apple out in the sun, it will dry up due to the influence. It'll take a little time. If there's a small puddle, if you urinate on the earth, at least here in India, most of the year, already here in South India, it's very hot during the daytime, 35 or more Celsius. So urinating outside is common. It's considered uncivilized in the advanced, sophisticated world, but it's been done by humans for time immemorial, and is still done by many humans, including my lowly self. Not in every situation, as we're in the middle of a city, but as I'm in the country, I urinate outside, and in a short time, the sun will evaporate that, take the liquid portion out of that. And of course, the sun evaporates water from the ocean and then sends it back in the form of rain. So the common meaning of the word Ravi is the sun. Another understanding of this name Ravi in terms of sound is given by Satyadeva Vashishtha, who we are familiar with, in as much as he gives many meanings of the name of Vishnu Sahasranam in terms of the action of Lord Vishnu as the maintainer of this universe. So how he interacts with this world, with this universe. So he takes it here to mean that he, Vishnu, is the one who enables all sound made by living beings or even non-living beings. It's because of him that they're able to make sound. And of course, we have sometimes little cricket can make tiny, some small, well, in terms of insects, it's not small, but in terms of creatures in general, a little creature makes so much sound. A little frog can make so much sound. That can remind us of Krishna. If we remember Vishnu Sahasranama, we're discussing all these names to praise Lord Vishnu and to provide thought, material for thought, so that devotees can recognize Krishna everywhere, in everything, in every way. Another way that sound, we can understand Ravi, the name of Ravi in terms of sound, is that all the Vedas, and indeed all, Veda means sound, Shruti, that which is heard, so it's sound. All the Vedas, and indeed all sounds, if we have the deep spiritual realization to understand, they only speak of him. Sarve Veda Tatpadam Amananti. The Vedas themselves say that all the Vedas, they have one subject, and that is defined by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Vedaisya Sarve Araham Eva Vedyaha. In the Vedas, which means knowledge, I am that which is to be known. Then another commentator, Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, again taking the meaning of Ravi, deriving it from sound, Rava. It's a common word. Rava in Bengali comes as Rob. It means sound. Shunya Govinda Rob Apane Palabe Shab. This Narottanda says all the bad things in the heart, simply by hearing the sound Govinda, they all flee away. Singha Rabha Jaina Karijan, just like Even the big elephants, when they hear the roar of the lion, they run away. So Krishna Datta Bharadvaj gives the meaning of this name as he who is praised by his devotees, because the best use of the sound function is to praise him, and the devotees do that. So in this way, this name Ravi can be linked with names that we've had before: Stavya, Stavapriya, Arka, Katita, Arha, upcoming Punya Shravana Kirtana, he who is to be chanted about and heard about, that means sound. Name 885 is Virochana, and those who are acquainted with the Puranas may be surprised. Virochana is the name of a big demon. He was the son of a great devotee and the father of a great devotee, son of Prahlad Maharaj and father of Bali Maharaj, but he was a great demon. But the name in and of itself is not bad. Just because someone has a bad nature doesn't mean that the name describing him is bad. So Virochana means one who shines brightly, whose his very nature to be shining and beautiful. And that shining, that light, that also, as we've seen in previous names, connected with light, like Jyotihi, it gives the idea of giving enlightenment also. So Parashrabhata explains this name as he who illuminates. Virochana means he illuminates because he spreads his luster, he spreads his light, he distributes his lights. While traveling on his chariot through the two ayanas during each solar year, the two ayanas, which we just discussed, Uttarayana, when the sun goes in the north, and Dakshinayana, when the sun goes in the south. So during each solar year, Samvatsara, he distributes his light, and this is the fifth step in the Archira, the Marga. So Baladev Vidya Bhushan also connects this with the Archira, the Marga, and with illumination, but he says that this name Virochana means whom he, Vishnu, who makes his worshipper going with the Samvatsara become pleased and effulgent. In other words, by his mercy, the devotee, yogi, can go with the Samvatsara on the path back to Godhead. Shankara gives a different meaning. Shankara is not explaining this series of names in terms of the Archiradi Marga. He says, Vividham Rochata Iti Virochana. He who is splendid, shining, illuminating in various ways. Different commentators on Shankara's commentary, on sub-commentators on Shankara's Vishnu Sahasranam commentary, unpack this to say that he shines as the sun, he shines as the moon, he shines as the day, whatever shining is there in the night, it all comes from him. Radha Krishna Shastri points to his shining rays, various types of rays, which help the growth of the plants. The sun is very helpful. The sunlight is essential for the plants to grow. And the moonlight is also essential. So he, Virochana, shining, he is splendorous. He is shining in his glory. He is the illuminant. He is the presiding deity within the sun. It is his shining that shines through the sun. It is his reflection that makes the moon shine and the moon so pleasant. It is his glitter that makes the stars glitter. And he shines in the minds of his devotees in various special ways. Krishna Datta Bharadvaj takes the shining and the variety and takes these two meanings and says that he, Virochana, shines in various special ways. Vi gives the idea of Vishesha, special, in the minds of his devotees. Visheshena rochate bhaktebhya iti virochana. Quoting Krishna Datta Bharadvaj quotes from the Yajurveda, namo ruchaya brahmaye. Whatever form the devotee wants to contemplate, the Lord manifests in that form for the sake of that devotee, for the joy of the devotee. We have a similar statement in Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Text 11. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavata hritsaroja ase shute kshita pato nanunata pungsam yad yadhyata urugaya vibhavayanti tat tadvapu pranayase sadanugrahaya. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing. And thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Satyadeva Vashishta refers to a few mantras from the Vedas, from the Shruti, in which Virochana is mentioned. We have Tasya Virochana Prahladir Vatsa Asid Ayaspa Trum Pa Trum. So this is referring to Virochana, the demon. Demons can have the same name as God. And this is a quote from Atharva Veda. Then elsewhere, Virochana is mentioned, not specifically, in relation to the demon Virochana. Shriye sudrishi rupasya yah svar virochamana kakubhava chodate. That's from Rig Veda. Ayang punata ushaso virochayat. From Rig Veda. Satya Sanda Tirtha, the Madhva Sampradaya, reads this name not as Sulochana, but as Vilochana. In other words, in many Vedic texts, there are words which in different recensions, in different manuscripts, different recensions or manuscripts, appear differently. It may be in this case simply a syllable is different, or it may be a whole word is different. We find this in Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't find it in Gita, we find it in Bhagavatam, here and there. So Satya Sandha Tirtha reads this name as Vilochana. Vi again means special, Lochana means eyes. Vilochana, Virochana. Ra and La are often interchangeable in Sanskrit. We find in the Sanskrit of Bhagavatam that Prahlad Maharaj, commonly called Prahlada, it's written as Prahrada. So La gives Vilochana, who has special eyes. So Satyasandha Tirtha says that this name means that he, Vishnu, gives special eyes, special vision, and he specifically cites, Satyasandha Tirtha specifically states the vision that was given to Sanjay to see what's going on the battlefield, while he, Sanjay, is sitting in the court of Dhritarashtra, and also to Arjuna, Divyam Dadami Te Chakshuhu. Krishna says, I'll give you divine eyes by which you can see the universal form. Name 886 is Suryaha. Very common name for the sun. Of all the names of the sun that are in usage in Indian languages today, Surya is by far the best known. Common names of the sun, of course there could be practically unlimited names, but common names of the sun are Aditya, Divakara, Prakashaka, Mitra, Surya, Ushna, Ruchi, Bhanu, Rashmivat, Savitri, Dinaka. The name is derived from movement, that which moves, and particularly Vishnu is called Surya because he travels in the sky, and the sun is called Surya because he travels in the sky. Other derivation or other names which can be given, other explanations which can be given for the name Surya, according to the Sanskrit unpacking, he who impels all beings into action. That's also suitable for the sun, because in the normal course of events, before all this electronics and technology, people become active at daybreak, and much less so after daybreak. Of course, we hear that after sundown, Krishna in Vrindavan, after taking his meal, would be in the court of Nanda Maharaj, and there would be every evening a cultural program with various dances and dramas and recitations and singing. So that would go on by torchlight. But as far as active life, moving around in the world, that is in pre-industrial civilizations largely possible only in the daytime. So as a general rule, he impels all beings to action. That's quite suitable for the sun also. And it also means, Surya also means that one source out of which all living beings have been born, or they've been delivered out of that one source. The term is commonly used to refer to the sun, because it is the sun that nurtures and nourishes all living beings, except those deep in the water, in the ocean. Many of the Lord's names indicate or are associated with the sun, just like we just now had Ravi. He is like the sun in comparison to all the other objects in the universe, all the other universal bodies, the planets. We know from the Puranic description that everything rotates around Dhruva Tara, the pole star. In Western cosmology, or widely accepted cosmology, within our one galaxy, everything centers around the sun. So if we at least theoretically accept that, then either way, either as Dhruva or as the sun, everything rotates around him. He is the source of all energy within the universe. So we can say that about Surya, the sun, and we can say that about Vishnu. He is the source of everything, so he's the sort of source of the tremendous light and heat in the sun. It's inestimable. Through the sun, he gives pleasure to the entire world, except thieves and rascals and rogues. Vishnu is called Surya because he, just like the sun is light, so he is that which is to be attained. He is that which is to be sought after for enlightenment. We have in Sri Isha Upanishad, Pushan Ekarshe Yama Surya Prajapatya Vyuha Rashmin Samoha Tejo Yate Rupam Kalyana Tamam Tate Pashami Yo Savaso Purusha Soham Asmi. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Note the word Surya here. Here, Srila Prabhupada gives the meaning in the synonyms, Surya as the destination of the Suris, the great devotees. So just like the great devotees, they head toward the light, so they head toward Vishnu. So that example or that analogy is given. Prabhupada's translation, O my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulating principle, destination of the pure devotees. Here we have Surya as destination of the pure devotees. Well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, please remove the influence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead, like unto the sun, as am I. In his commentary on Chandogya Upanishad, Madhvacharya comments that he, Srihari, is present in the moon, Soma, in the sun, Surya, in Vidyut, lightning, because with those names themselves, those names actually denote Vishnu, but they're used for the moon, the sun, and lightning, because they represent certain qualities of Vishnu. He is the one that makes the sun shine, the moon shine, the lightning shine. He is called Aham. It's a name for the Supreme Lord because he cannot be discarded by anyone. You can't get rid of him. You can pretend in this material world to exist without him, but you can't. He's present in Agni as the Garhapatya, hence Vishnu is called. From this verse, there are various topics discussed, but we can also understand among the topics discussed why he's called Surya, why Surya should be understood to mean Vishnu. Primarily, although conventionally when we say Surya, we refer to the sun in the sky. Here's another very nice meaning. Surya, the sun, is who makes the lotus bloom. Most lotuses bloom in the day when they'll fold up, and when the sun comes out, they'll open up. And Lakshmi Devi, Mahalakshmi, is always associated with the lotus, one of her well-known names, Kamala. And Surya, Vishnu, makes Lakshmi open up in happiness. So in this way, Vishnu may be called Surya, according to this analogy. Very beautiful how the devotees, they can see Krishna in so many beautiful ways. Another meaning is the source of movement in the form of the wind. Parashabhata interprets the root Shri, from which Surya comes, to mean moved, that which moves. Again, we have that which moves, and saying that according to the context, because of course Parashabhata is explaining all these names in terms of the Achira, the Marga. He interprets this name in association with the wind, because the wind moves out of him. So in this way, Parashabhata, movement, the wind, he maps this name Surya to the sixth step of Achirardi Marga, which also Baladev Vidyabhushan does, although he doesn't give exactly the same Sanskrit. Surya means he who makes the wind blow, having brought his worshipper to that level. Radha Krishna Shastri again brings a reference to the wind, but he derives the Sanskrit understanding of this. He goes through the sky like a snake, sarati. So it's like a snake moves on the ground, the sun moves in the sky. And Vayu is placed next to Samvatsara in the Achiradi Marga, based on the Koshitaki Upanishad, Savayu Lokam. He, the Jiva, in the next stage goes to Vayu Loka. This is quite technical and difficult to follow, all the stuff about the Achiradi Marga. Shankaracharya explains Surya to mean Sute Sarvam Iti Suryaha. He brings forth everything, Suta, that which brings forth. Sute Shriyam Iti Vasuryaha. He brings forth Shri, wealth, brilliance, opulence, Lakshmi, he who brings all auspiciousness, brilliance, he who brings the brilliance into the sun and into fire is Surya. Satya Sandha Tirtha. In his interpretation, giving the sense of enlightenment, says that it is because of him that it is possible for us to get enlightenment. And similar to this, Raghunath Tirtha, another commentator, says, it is he who is attained by the enlightened sages. In this regard, I'm going to read from a quotation from Srila Prabhupada in an essay he wrote and published in Back to Godhead magazine before he came to the Western world. The essay is titled Theosophy Ends in Vaishnavism. Srila Prabhupada writes, God is great, and he reserves the right of not being exposed to the mundane speculationist and dry philosophers, but he appears by his own will and independence, when he is offered transcendental loving service in all respects. The sun appears in the morning, just out of his own accord, and not being bound up by the extraneous effort of the scientist. The scientist will fail to make appear the sun at night by the discovery of all searchlights and scientific instruments. Can bring all the lights in the world made by men, and you can't see the sun at night. Going on with Prabhupada, When he appears, ignorance disappears and one is able to see him, all good, all knowledge, and all beautiful. And one is also able to see himself too, that he, the individual, is also all good, all knowledge, and all beautiful qualitatively. When he rises, one can see the sun in the rays of the sun, and not only the sun, but also himself and all other things by him. As with the appearance of the sun, the darkness flies away, so with the appearance of Godhead, by his transcendental name, fame, form, qualities, etc., ignorance, poverty, and wretchedness disappear. That is the verdict of all savants and scriptures. Reading from Sri Ramayana, referring to Lord Sri Rama, Suryasyapi bhavet suryo hyagner agni prabho prabhu shriya shrischa bhavet agriya kirti kirtya kshama kshama. Translation given by Vidvan Gauranga Prabhu. He can become the sun of the sun, the fire of fire, and the controller of all. He can become the utmost prosperity of prosperity, the fame of fame, and the tolerance of tolerance. So he is the sun of the sun, which means he can become the utmost prosperity of prosperity, means he can award the greatest prosperity to the deity who awards prosperity. He can become the fame of fame, means he can award fame to the deity who awards fame. He can become the tolerance of tolerance, means he can award tolerance to the deity awarding tolerance. So similarly, he can become the sun of the sun, that is, he can illuminate the illuminator of the entire universe, which gives the reminder of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that I spoke this knowledge of yoga to Vivasvan, the sun god. So Krishna enlightened the sun god. The sun gives light to the whole universe, but Krishna enlightens him. Shriya Shrischa Bhaved Agriya, he can become the utmost beauty of all beauty. He can award the utmost beauty to the deity awarding beauty. Suryasya Surya indicates that Ram gives the potency to Surya to illuminate. Lord Rama and his qualities being compared to the sun and its rays indicate that Lord Rama's qualities are inseparable from him, just as the rays of the sun are inseparable from the sun. At the beginning of Ramayana, the question, who is now in the world the greatest of persons, and so many qualities are mentioned, and the reply is Rama. But Rama always has those qualities. It's not that at a certain point in time he has them, and another point he doesn't have them. He always has them. It's just that sometimes he's manifest in this world, and sometimes he isn't. So let us remember, we see the sun, always remember Krishna, Rama, Vishnu. Vancha kalpa tarubhya strakipa sindhubhya evacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya trinakang padaya nipatya kritva chakakushatam etadaham ravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad goranga chandra charna kurutana ragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro navayang vichara yamaha. Hari rasamadira madati matta bhuvi vilu tama nartama nirvishama. Baha pirang natavaravapu. Karnayo karnikaram bibradvasa kanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam randhran vernor adara sudhaya purayangopa vrindair vrindaranyam svapadaramanam pravishad gita kirtihi Sri Radha Yaf Pranaya Mahima Kidrishovana Yaiva Swadyo Yena Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrishovana Viha Sokyang Cha Syamad Anubhavata Kidrishang Veti Lobhat Tadbhava Dasamajani Shachigarbha Sindhu Harinduhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.